Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
On today's episode, we're talking China's top-down crypto industry, the regulator shuffle, and a real-time view of what's happening to the $49 million in Ether allegedly stolen from Upbit. It's December 3rd, and you're listening to Markets Daily. I'm Adam B. Levine, editor of podcasts here at CoinDesk, along with our senior market supporter, Brad Count, to give you a concise daily briefing on crypto markets and some of the most important news developments in the sector over the last 24 hours. Bitcoin is down slightly this morning, about 0.3% over the past 24 hours to $7,288. Ether is down 0.7% to $147. And XRP from Ripple is little changed at 21.9 cents. In traditional markets, Standard & Poor's 500 futures were down after President Donald Trump hinted that he might not need to cut a new trade deal with China until next year. And of course, that trade war has been weighing on markets all year, contributing to a global economic slowdown and prompting interest rate cuts and a new round of money printing by the Federal Reserve. The 10-year U.S. Treasury bond yield is down 7 basis points to 1.77%. Gold is up 0.1% to $1,479 an ounce. The dollar is strong versus the euro, but a bit weaker compared with the yen and British pound. Brad, how are the Bitcoin markets this morning?
Well, just as we speak, Adam, there's just a little uptick, but not much. This morning, Bitcoin had been down, and that would have been the fourth straight day. But essentially, crypto bulls are starting to wonder when this sell-off that we've seen over the past month or so is going to end. Some analysts, with reasonable arguments, of course, predicting that Bitcoin could rise to $90,000 or even $100,000 next year. But for now, just appears to be stuck around $7,000. CoinDesk's Omkar Godbole reports that at least one indicator suggests a rally could be in the offering. That's what's known as a bullish cross, where Bitcoin's 50-week moving average moves above its 100-week moving average. When this happened in May 2016, Bitcoin went into a 19-month-long uptrend. But the big topic that a lot of crypto investors and traders are talking about today is the same story that's been driving this market for the past couple months, which is China. Bitcoin rallied big in October when Chinese President Xi Jinping said the world's second largest economy would embrace blockchain as a core technology. But in November, prices sold off as authorities came out in force, cracking down on crypto speculation. Now, in the first few days of December, we're getting a glimpse of what all this really means, which is that China's Communist Party leadership is enforcing top-down leadership of the industry. CoinDesk's David Pan reports that the crypto exchange Huobi is joining a Chinese government-led blockchain alliance led by the State Information Center. About a year ago, Huobi set up a Communist Party branch in its subsidiary. And according to The Block, the parent company of crypto exchange OKCoin plans to invest $140 million in China to facilitate blockchain adoption. CoinDesk also reports that Binance, another big crypto exchange, acquired Beijing-based Dapp Review. It's been somewhat thin on details of what that acquisition aims to do, but suffice to say it gives Binance a wholly owned subsidiary in Beijing at a time when there's been some controversy over the firm's Shanghai office and whether it ever had a Shanghai office. The Tokenist reports that Bank of China, a big state-owned bank, is developing a framework for security token offerings. Now, Bitcoinist, another publication, reports that one reason China is cracking down on trading of decentralized digital assets is because it sees them as a threat to its own plan to launch a digital version of the renminbi. To sum it all up, Adam, Matthew Graham, CEO of Sino Capital, a Beijing-based investment firm focused on blockchain, tweeted that it increasingly looks like the China crypto story is granting some big exchanges approval tantamount to institutionalization, while international exchanges might get frozen out of the market and small casino-style exchanges primarily used for speculation, which he referred to as bucket shops, get shuttered or chased offshore. Back to you, Adam.
And now for today's featured story, CoinDesk's Nicola Shdaya reports that on Monday, former Commodity Futures Trading Commission, CFTC, Chairman John Carlo announced he's joining the Wilkie Farr and Gallagher law firm as senior counsel. John Carlo, known to some in the cryptocurrency world as Crypto Dad, will work on public policy positions, including advocating for the creation of a blockchain-based digital dollar, in addition to his work with the law firm's clients. Quote, after 5 years in public service at the U.S. Commodity Futures Trading Commission, I want to continue to help build the digital financial markets of the future, Giancarlo said in an email. While assisting Wilkie clients in their worldwide commercial ventures, I will further focus on key issues of public policy through writing and personal service on both public and private boards. Giancarlo recently called for the creation of a digital dollar, warning that not doing so while other central banks experiment with blockchain technology and digital currencies could result in the greenback being replaced as a global standard. In his email Monday, Giancarlo said he plans to continue advocating for the digital dollar's development, as well as an American replacement for the London Interbank Offered Rate, better known as LIBOR. Quote, I expect to soon announce additional leadership roles in enterprises engaged in financial trading markets and digital commerce, he said. Since leaving the CFTC, Giancarlo has joined the Chamber of Digital Commerce as an advisor and the board of the American Financial Exchange, which sponsors Ameribor, a LIBOR alternative, and Ameribor Futures. During his time with the agency, Giancarlo called for a light-touch regulatory approach to the cryptocurrency space while testifying before Congress, earning praise from industry participants, end quote. Today's story has two distinct elements worth thinking about. First, this is yet another example of the revolving door between top regulators and the industries they regulate. Wilkie Farr is a big white shoe law firm which represents many of the world's largest banks. In a world lacking simple, clear rules of the road, hiring somebody who used to run the regulator is the next best thing, as they can bring their unique perspectives and, perhaps more importantly, their relationships to bear. On the other hand, this is yet another drumbeat in the continued march towards cryptocurrency becoming a normal, accepted part of first the financial world, before potentially going on to a much larger role in how money and perhaps how just about everything works around the world. U.S. regulators and politicians who nominally direct them have been reticent, almost timid in their interest and subsequent embrace of blockchain's potential, in part at least because of the newness of the technology, but perhaps increasingly out of concern for what it might represent in a bigger picture. And now for our altcoin spotlight. We're looking at the latest on the alleged cyber theft last week of $49 million worth of Ether from South Korean exchange Upbit. Brad has the details for you and what it all means for crypto traders.
That's right, Adam. Last week, we brought you the news that South Korean exchange Upbit was hit by what is alleged to be a cyber theft of some 342,000 Ether worth some $49 million. Now, Ether is a altcoin which was launched by the Ethereum Foundation in 2014. It's closely watched because it's the fuel for the second biggest blockchain after Bitcoin, with a market value of about $16 billion. The costly cyber breach led Upbit to suspend withdrawals while also asserting that investors wouldn't lose their assets. But what's interesting, Adam, is that because of the transparency of transactions made on the blockchain, it's possible to watch in real time as the alleged hacker or thief tries to monetize the haul. Shortly after the incident was reported last week, Upbit used its website to publish the anonymous address where the Ether supposedly went and asked for the crypto community's support in blocking deposits coming from that address. And apparently that's what's happening now. Cointelegraph reports that one of the addresses involved in the heist is moving millions of dollars of the stolen ether to an unknown wallet. The publication cites Whale Alert, which tracks big crypto transactions on blockchains, showing that a transfer of 10,000 ether worth roughly $1.5 million took place earlier this morning. Just 5 minutes before that, there was apparently a smaller transfer of 1,001 ether worth about $150,000. They've now said that there's been a total of six transactions. And again, you can see this all happening. For now, the alleged cyber theft and the aftermath don't appear to be having a major impact on ether prices. The cryptocurrency over the past week is roughly in line with those for Bitcoin. But Simon Peters, an executive with the Israeli crypto exchange eToro, emails to say that there could be a material impact on prices if the stolen crypto assets are sold on an exchange or exchanged for some other cryptocurrency, especially with market liquidity pretty light at the moment. But the theft also might be having an impact on broader investor sentiment toward the crypto space, Adam. According to Peters, these types of events, quote, dent consumer confidence in what is still a nascent industry, end of quote. Back to you, Adam.
Join us again on Wednesday for the next Daily Markets from CoinDesk. Thanks, Brad.
Thank you, Adam.